Today's daf is daf Ayin Dalet, and we're right up to Omer of Nachman, about a quarter of the way down. Omer of Nachman, Shlosha Ne'emanim Al HaBechor. We have three people that at different stages are believed to say that a child is a Bechor Elohim. Chaya, as we had yesterday, a Chaya, midwife, is believed to identify the child that had just been given birth to as long as she is either still in the room and hasn't left, or as long as she's actually still involved in the birth and hasn't turned aside to deal with another patient. That was a machlokas we had yesterday. But in any event, we believe the Chaya. The other two are Aviv, the Imo. Now, each one of which is believed at a different stage. The Chaya, as we said yesterday, is believed la'alter, believed immediately. The Imo is believed kol shiva, to the first 7 days, where the child has not as yet left the reshus of the mother. It hasn't been involved with the father at all, because it's still pre-brit milah. The mother is now constantly involved. So later on, we'll see that the Torah actually gives it over into the hands of the father, Rateskiat HaBachor Ben Asnoa Yakir. But during those 7 days, the mother exclusively is believed. And then the father, after that, is believed always. And that's a Gzerat HaKatuv, basically. That Imo Kol Shiva and Aviv Lo Olam Kiritanya Yakir, Et HaBachor Ben Asnoa Yakir Latet Lo Pishnai, that is Yakirenu LaAcherim. He has a right to define who the Bechor is. Mikan omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ne'eman Adam omar Zeh B'ni Bechor. Based on that pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda says that a man is always believed to identify a Bechor. Uchashem, Sh'ne'eman omar Zeh B'ni Bechor, Kach Ne'eman omar Zeh Ben Grusha V'Zeh Ben Chalutza. Same way that he has a right to identify his child as a Bechor, he also has a right to identify him as a apostle, L'Kuhuna. Now that, of course, is a major, major leap. And Tosfos asks, where the heck do you see that in the pasuk? The pasuk is coming to say that a person is trying to deprive the Bechor of his rights because it doesn't like the mother. So the Torah is insisting that he put him in the proper position. So from there you want to say he's also believed to pasul him. Why in the world would you say to pasul him? Says Tosfos, a brilliant thing. That suppose there are other kids. There are older kids. Nonetheless, the father has a right to say Zeh B'ni Bechori. Now, when he's saying that, he's saying to the other kids, I'm not the father. If he's saying he's not the father, then he's calling them Mamzer. And yet the Torah is believing him to say who the Bechor is. Apparently, he can identify his other children as Mamzer. The other approach it does this is also brilliant. The nature of the pasuk is ki ata bechor ben hasnua yakir. We said earlier that snua is not a personal sina, because otherwise why would the Torah identify the snua? It has to mean snua benisueha, which would mean that he's a kohen who married a grusha, a chalutza. So if he's being makir this child as the ben grusha, the ben chalutza means he's including in that the hakara that he's a chalal. So the same way you could say this is my bechor. He said, this is my Bechor from this Nuah, which Mimela passels the child as a Ben Rush. Also brilliant. Okay. So this is a review of his approach. Whereas the Chachamim argue, and they say, the specific din of Yakir was only said on the halacha of the Bechor itself. The Chachamim omrim, eino ne'eman, he's not believed on the Bechor. Only on the Bechor. Abba Shaul haya korei l'shtuki beduki. Whereas Abba Shaul, it says in the Mishnah, says a shtuki should not be called a shtuki, as if we're in a constant state of shut up, but rather beduki, there is a way to determine who the father is, halakhically speaking. What does that mean, my beduki? What is he saying? I mean, if he's simply coming to say, ilema beduki in the sense of botkim et imo, so we ask the mother. And if the mother says, lekosher nivalti, she's ne'emenet. Maybe that's the pshat. Is that what you're saying the pshat is? I mean, this is an entire sugi and ketuvot for so many dapim that we talked about the question of the believability of a mother, the machloket that we had over there, when we say a migo, when we say a chazaka, all kinds of machlokas, and it was a major sheet of Rav Gamliel. Are you coming to tell me that this is just a restatement of Rav Gamliel? And Tanina Chorazimna, I mean, there's the Mishnah in Ketuvot, it's not Aitamu Uberet. Woman is pregnant, as a Pnuya. And they ask her, Mati Voshel Ubarze, well, where the heck did that fetus come from? So Amra Lahem Ish Ploniva Koenu, so Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amrim Neminet, and Rabbi Yeshua Amr Lobi Pianu Koen, Alareza Becheska, Nivalava Bedutin, Alamantra, and so on and so forth. I mean, it's an old machloket. And over there, this piece really doesn't belong here, so I'm taking it out, because it's irrelevant how we paskin. I mean, that's not the point. The point is that to say that Rebbe in one case quotes the halacha of emanut of a mother as to who the father is, in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, and in another place he goes and introduces it as Avashol, I mean, what would be the meaning of that? If it's part of the same shita, so just include him in the list of those who hold it. You don't need to repeat it again here, says the Gemara. Well, you absolutely do. Excuse me. The case of the Mishnayot were totally different. Well, one was discussing what the halacha was vis-a-vis the mother. So Chad al-Akshir Ba, if you recall, the whole idea of Rabbi Gamliel is where you're talking about a kohenet, is now has a chazaka that she's muterati petruma. She's not called a petruma. Now she's pregnant. We say, now hold on a minute over here. A woman who's nivela to a fossil is not kosher anymore to eat truma. You just possibly yourself from eating truma. I mean, we certainly don't believe in the virgin birth here. Who the heck is the father? He's coming along to say that the father, if she says the father is kosher, I mean, that's a big difference in a case where she is a cheskes kashrus on herself to now come along and necessarily say that the child is kosher. Here we're talking about the child. It was all a question of yuchasim, which was not the issue in Ketuvot. So certainly you think that it's not necessary for Rebbe to repeat that there's a shita that, it's not a repetition, it's an addition. There's a shita that also holds it when we makshir a child. Now what's interesting is that really, if you recall, we had a big machloket amuroyim back in Ketuvot about whether the machloket between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, is that referring only to her, or is it referring also to the child? So, hey, Nichalaman, Yamaladivra, Amakshir, Baba, Sel, Bibita. So, if indeed you hold like the Mandiyamra who says that Rabbi Gamliel never intended to imply that the daughter is muteret to marry a Kohen, so then Enochinami, this is a big Kiddush, comes along with a new Mandiyamra called Abashol, who extends the din of Rabbi Gamliel, even to this case, but to the child. But if you hold that the machloket in Ketuvot itself was itself a reference to the child, so l'man d'amar l'divrei makshir ba, makshir bebita anyway, so you're back with the same question. So why are we saying Abba Shaul? No, Abba Shaul mayat alashmina, what's he coming to tell me? Ah, the Abba Shaul adifer Rabbi Gamliel. It's still Abba Shaul is saying something beyond what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. Because let's say that you were only given the case in Ketuvot. So, di'imi hatam. Haba amina hatam derov ksheri metzla. Aval ha'echa derov psuli metzla. Emalo. Look, where you're talking about a case, which we were talking about over there, where the woman was unmarried. So, you're talking about she's a pnuya. The case was a city of rov ksheri. Okay. So maybe in Achinami there, because we're relying on the Rove as well. In a case where we're talking about an Arusa, and she's claiming that, well, you know, it was my fiancé that got me pregnant, or we're over there, if it had been anybody else, then you would have had a Psul and a Mamzer. Or in a case where she's a Pnuya, but the city itself is not Rove Cherem Etzla. So maybe not. Therefore, we need to say the case of Abba Shaul to tell me that we're relying on the Bedika per se. Omar Rava Halachak Abba Shaul, that indeed, if we have the Edut of the mother, then she would actually be Ne'emenet. President? Kol ha'asirim lavo bekahal, mutarim lavo zeveze. So even though we know that the Asurim Lavo B'Kahal include cases of Safek, such as Shtupi, Asufi, where the child may be perfectly kosher, except we don't know. So you would think that in that case, I mean, they certainly can't marry each other. One may be kosher, one may be pasul. Certainly can't marry a mamzer vadai, because the mamzer is vadai pasul. This child may be perfectly kosher, just that they didn't have enough money to raise him and put him out in the street for hoping somebody would pick him up. I mean, but nonetheless, comes along the Mishnah to say that we don't have a problem with that. And they're mutar lavoze bezeh. Now, this is because, as we learned earlier, the din of Isser Kal is only Kahal Vadai and only Isser Vadai. But if either of them are Safek, so we're not sure if the Kahal is a Kahal, meaning that the woman is a Shtutit or Nasufit, and we're not sure if the one who is coming now, Lavobe Kahal, is really a Mamzer, is a Safek Mamzer, so that would be Shtuki Asufi, they would be Mutarm Lavo Zebezeh because we Gufa learn it out of a Pasuk. And that's the extra kahal, which tells us kahal vadai. Rabbi Yehuda, nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda oser. Now, it's not clear what it is exactly that Rabbi Yehuda oser. I mean, we know the one thing that Rabbi Yehuda did argue about was kahal geirim. But, I mean, that's, you wouldn't say that as a klal. I mean, Tanakama wasn't talking about geirim. Geirim are not oser lavo in the kahal. I mean, so what is the sheet exactly, Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Does that mean Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the din of Mamzer Vadai or Kahal Vadai? Which part was Rabbi Yehuda Oser? That is going to take us some time to figure out in the Gemara what he's talking about. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vada'an bevada'an ar mutar. The only thing that it would be correct to say is that a Mamzer can marry a Mamzeret or a Netin, where each case we know what the problem is. They're coming from the same exact place. But how can a Suffolk marry a Vadai, or for that matter, a Suffolk, and Shtuki, a Sufi, Suffolk Mamzerut, how can we allow that where maybe a one of the female or the male may be an Isser, and the other one, the counterpart, may be the Heter? So that would be Osir. When I say sveikot, what I mean is shtuki, asufi. Now that part's good. The next word is weird. And kuti? How in the world is a kuti, which is the name of the nation that Sancheriv settled down after throwing out the Aseret HaShvatim, how is that a suffix exactly? That's two the Gemara is going to have to deal with. So let's take a look now at the meaning of the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. My kol ha'asrim lavo b'kahal. When you're talking about anyone else b'kahal, you're referring to what? Mamzere, netine, shtuki, asufi. I mean, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah said that. Why are we repeating this again? Hatani l'reisha. When we talked about the overlapping sets, when we first introduced Asara Yuchasim, so we said b'ferish, Mamzere, Netine, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutarim Lavo Zebezeh. Did we say that or not? So what in the world would the repetition be over here? Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, on what? Oser Ahe, what is he talking about? Ilema, what is he trying to say? That I hold that we don't darshan Suffolk Mutter, not on the Kahal, not on the Mamzer, and therefore I answer Vivadon Besveta. Is that it? No. No, that can't be it, because I mean, it's only say for the next piece in the Mishnah reads that Rebbe Eliezer Omer Vadan bevadan mutar Vadan besvekan 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 asur. So if that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita, that can't be Rebbe Yehuda Shita, for heaven's sakes, right? So Mechlad Rebbe Yehuda lo sfirale. That can't be what Rebbe Yehuda is saying. Maybe you're saying then that Rebbe Yehuda is referring back to his old issue, which is, what is the din of Kahal Gerim? Is that what you're talking about? That Rabbi Yehuda Bechitem, he'll try to tell me, well, actually Rabbi Yehuda was referring to the Isser of a Ger marrying a Mamzeret, because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kahal Gerim is considered to be Kahal, and therefore a Ger is also a Mamzeret. How in the world can you read that into the words of Rabbi Yehuda? That the Tanakhama was never addressing a Ger b'Mamzeret. Because the Tanakhama was addressing only those who are usher l'vo b'kal. And now you're trying to tell me a ger is usher l'vo b'kal. So, I mean, if that's what Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say, then that's what he should have said. He can't refer back to what the Tanakhama said, and the Tanakhama never was dreaming about such a case. So Rabbi Yehuda just doesn't make any sense at all. I don't understand where it fits. So v'chitem Rabbi Yehuda osera geber mamzer, midi geber mamzer katani. Did the Tanakhama talk about a case of a geber mamzer? Kol asurim lavo b'kal katani. All he was talking about in the Tanakhama were people that were asur lavo b'kal, and a ger is certainly, that's the whole point of a ger, is that a ger is mutar lavo b'kal. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along now Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. In other words, the Amora now, Rav Yehuda, comes to explain how Rabbi Yehuda fits if we read the Mishnah correctly. Because anyway, we got a problem with the Mishnah in the Tanakhama, right? Because we said the Tanakhama is simply repeating what the opening Mishnah of the Perek told us, the overlapping sets. So something's wrong. Okay, so I want to tell you, says Rabbi Yehuda, how to read the Tanakhama. Once you read the Tanakhama correctly, then Rabbi Yehuda fits. Okay, here's how to read the Tanakhama. Okay, come. Kol ha'asurim lavo b'kahal kihuna. Okay? Not kol ha'asurim lavo b'kahal, which was indeed addressed by the first Mishnah. Over here we have a new issue. What is that new issue? The new issue is triggered by a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel talks about a case, a kohenim have to be marrying betulot mizera Yisrael. For some reason, mizera beit Yisrael. And what in the world is that supposed to be? Betulot mizera beit Yisrael. He's not referring to kohen gadol. So there's a machloket what that means. According to Reb Shimon bar Yochai, it means something that we know very well, which is, that in the case where a woman becomes a giyoret, and she already has a fully formed hymen, so she's a betula, then he can't marry her. Why? Because we have to assume that goyim are promiscuous, so once she's already 3 years old, so she already had slept with someone who is osur, now osur her to a goyim. Masha'en came. If, however, we're talking about where she becomes a betula while she's bebeit Yisrael, so in other words, what does that mean? That she was, halakhically speaking, remember, she does not become a betula until she's 3 years old. Why? Because less than 3 years old, she's incapable of intercourse. And the betulim will grow back. In other words, intercourse, it's not sexual, it's just physical. In which case, what the pasuk is saying, she must be, if she's coming from the goyim of Betula, who became a Betula when she was already Mizera Beit Yisrael. She had already been a Giyoret. Fine, okay, that's halacha that we know. The assumption is that a child that becomes a Giyoret is a Zona, la halacha, vis-a-vis a Kohen. However, the Chachamim argument Shimon Gamliel, they say, no, this is a new din in Yichus, api Kabbalah. Kabbalah meaning Divrei Nevi'im, of course. That a Kohen does not marry a Giyoret, the Bichlal. Even if she's less than 3 years old, that it's not a din in Zona. Oh. In which case, assuming that these Chachamim don't hold the Reb Shimon bar Yochai, then the meaning of the opening phrase in this Mishnah is a new idea. We saw yesterday that we need a separate Kahal to address Kahal Kohanim, and another Kahal and a Pasuk to address Kahal Yisrael. The Mishnah here is talking about Kahal Kohanim. So therefore, when he said, Kol Asurim Lavo B'Kahal, he only meant those unique Asurim. Lavo B'Kahal Kuhuna. Now, what is that case? Mind you, a Gioret less than 3 years old, over there, she is now Osir to the Kuhuna because of a new din of Isser Kahal. Not a din in the Zona. If she would be more than 3 years old. So she's a Zona. We don't need to talk about the problem of her being a Giyoret. But over here, she's Asur Lavo B'Kahal because she's less than 3 years old. That's how we're reading it now. Later, the Gemara is going to question why we have to say necessarily she's less than 3 years old. We'll see. And now it's Delok Reb Shimon bar Yochai, not according to the sheet of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who holds there's no such thing, and that the Pasuk in Yechezkel is only referring to the Din of Zona. So Mutar and Lavo Zebezeh. So there, what the Tanakhama was saying is, There is no problem of these people marrying each other, in which case, indeed, we're talking about Geirut in the opening part of the Mishnah. Also, so now when Rabbi Yehuda says, I disagree. So what is he saying? I disagree, because what you end up saying is that if she's a Geirut, she can marry a Mamzer. I disagree. As you know very well, I disagree, because Kal Geirim Yikri Kahal, which we've been discussing all along, and therefore the Tanakhama now makes sense, and Rabbi Yehuda now makes sense. Tanakhama is adding something entirely new. It's coming to address this issue of Isurei Kehuna, and Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say Kal Geirim is Yikri Kahal. No? That's a nice shout, right? Well, I just didn't understand Rav Yehuda the Amora. I didn't understand why you had to say it was talking about less than 3 years old and going on Leibet Rav Shimon, Keneged Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why can't we say it was talking about more than 3 years old? V'nukma b'bat shalosh v'shanim yom echad. And then it could work even according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, says Rav Yehuda. Come on. Because if you read the Mishnah like that, then the whole thing breaks down. I mean, in kein mitzidat tavra. Then you've got a hatchet right at the corner. Meaning, in other words, you're going to break it instantly as soon as you start analyzing it. That's called mitzida. Right at the edge is that which destroys your very argument. Because what is the implication? You're going to say to yourself, so in other words, because she's bat shalosh shanim yom echad, so therefore we're talking about her being asura. Okay. But time of the bat shalosh shanim yom echad. But if she would be less than bat shalosh shanim yom echad, what would the din be? You're claiming now, muteret lavo bekahal. Oh, so in other words, let's be medayek that if she's muteret lavo bekahal kuna asura lavo zebeze. All right, kutami bat shalosh shanim yom echad l'pshim bayochai the muteret lavo bekahal kuna, and is certainly muteret lavo zebeze. The whole fundamental yesod of the Tanakhama is that Kal Geirim is lo ikri kal, and therefore, and if she was less than 3 years old, what are you saying? According to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, she's allowed to be ba b'kal kuhuna, and she's allowed to marry a mamzer. No, so the Mishnah itself is saying an argument against itself. How could you possibly learn that the focus over here is on the issue of zonah and not on the issue of Geirut? Because then the whole thing breaks down. The whole point that the Mishnah is making is that the Geirut is mutarim lavo b'kahal with those who aren't, namely with Mamzerin. That's the whole point. Okay? Says the Gemara, but it's not true. What you're saying is not even true. Because now you're working out, like, let's analyze what you're saying. V'klolu, this is a correct rule? That kol ha'asurim lavo b'kahal kuna, umutarim lavo zebezeh? It's absurd. There's many cases that's not true about. What are you going to say? An almana. Oh, an almana is mutter to be bought to a kohen gadol? No. A grusha. Is she allowed to any kohen? No. Oh, so you're saying, but she's allowed to marry a mamzer. I mean, that's insane. Why would she be allowed to marry a mamzer? What do you say? Almanas and grushas are not considered to be kal Hashem. That's a joke. So how can you possibly say to kol ha'asurim lavo b'kahal kehuna or mutarim lavo zebezeh hare almana grusha chalala v'zona were asurim lavo b'kahal kehuna and nonetheless they're asurim lavo zebezeh? Read the Mishnah this way is ridiculous. Furthermore, I'll make another implication, okay? You'll see that it's even more ridiculous. So what do you say? That if they are asurim lavo b'kahal kuna, so then they're mutarim lavo zebezeh. Mashma, that if they're mutarim to the kuna, so then they're asurim lavo zebezeh. So what about a ger? Is a ger allowed to marry a kohenet? Yes. That was the whole thing we had yesterday. Rava says, and at one time, a ger is mutter b'kohenet, but is also mutter b'mamzeret, right? So now you're saying a ger who would be mutter b'kohenet would be osur b'mamzeret, but that's not true. Because you're saying kol mutter But this isn't really true. It's not mutter levotzer b'zeh. So in a case where ger is mutter b'kohenet, you're saying that it ought to be is aser b'mamzeret, and that's not true. It's mutter b'mamzeret. So reading the Mishnah this way leads us into all kinds of absurdities. I mean, the statement as stated, if I can't imply anything by the statement, may have made sense. The moment you start analyzing it, it turns out to be ridiculous. So therefore, that cannot be the pshat in the Mishnah. Can we please try this again? Okay, so forget about Rabbi Yehuda's pshat in the Mishnah. Now, El Amar of Natan Bar Hoshaya. I'll tell you what the Mishnah means. Okay, I'll tell you. It's trying to say like this, that Kol Shekohen Asur Lisa Et Bito. That's the meaning. That where you have an iser of marrying the daughter of such a person, referring to what? Mind you, that's referring to a ger who marries a gioret. And according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that is the case of Zera bat Yisrael, that you're not allowed to marry. We're going to see later. If you're a Kohen. So the Kohen does not marry his daughter. So there it's saying that they are mutarim lovo zebezeh, because kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. To which Rabbi Yehuda responds, no, I disagree. Kahal gerim are yikri kahal. You keep it simple, and then you don't run into these problems. You don't run into these problems. You run into plenty of other problems, because your rule also doesn't make sense. Klolo, what are you trying to say? So, in other words, that if a coin is osir, lisad bito, mutarim lovo zebezeh. How about a cholol? Is a kohen allowed to marry a chalala? No. So how about if a cholol marries a bat Yisrael, where over there the daughter is a cholol, and the kohen is usher, according to you, should be mutar levo zebezeh. Oh, so now we're saying chalolim can marry matzer. Is that what you're trying to say? It's a joke. You come out with the same jokes. So a kohen is usher lisabito, and nonetheless, obviously, there are certain mamzerim, there are certain levo zebezeh. Ah, no, that's not a problem. Remember, of disturbed Rabbi Yehuda said that a bat Yisrael is a mikvah taira for chalalim. So if a kohen chalal marries a bat Yisrael, the daughter is no longer a chalala, because once you marry into Yisrael, it has nothing to do with chalalut. Now we start all over again. So now this woman can marry a kohen, and therefore the klal indeed would apply here too, because the kohen is mutter, and therefore she's asura in mamzerim. So what's wrong with that? The mishnah could be going like Rabbi disturbed Ben Yehuda. Come on, you know, you just push me into a corner. Let's take the case of a cholol that marries a chalala, okay? You get exactly the same problem. Cholol marries a chalala. Now, there we're all agreed that the daughter is a cholol, right? To a chalala, to a coin, okay? So forget about the Yisrael. Forget about Rav Distoy Ben Yehuda. You know I'm going to come back at you with this argument. So over there, a coin is also lisabito. Now, according to your so-called rule, that would mean that the daughter is allowed to marry a mamzer. Very funny. Of course she's not allowed to marry a mamzer. So if there were agreed that a kohen is asur l'sabito, and you're saying that she's mutar levo zebezeh, which is ridiculous. Asur levo zebezeh. That's furthermore. Okay, there's another issue. Same issue that didn't work out in Rabbi Yehuda's pshat. But this is like a brilliant solution to the questions we had in Rabbi Yehuda. The same exact questions on you. A slightly different phrasing. Because let's make the other deal. Mashma, from the way you're saying, but as long as it's mutter to marry into the kuna, so then asur levo zebezeh, really now. And how about a ger? A ger now marries a bat Yisrael. So over there, a kohen, aliba de Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we said a kohen's only not allowed to marry a ger that marries a gioret. But a ger that marries a normal bat Yisrael, the child is no longer a ger. Okay? So then the kohen is mutter to marry the daughter. And the din is that in terms of the kal hasheme element, mutarim lavo zebezeh. And you said, if it's mutter to the kal kuna, then it's also lavo zebezeh. And that doesn't follow. Because vis-a-vis the kohen, we take a look at the mother being a bat Yisrael, at least according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, vis-a-vis the din of Kahal Gerim, we look at the father. And therefore the Kahal Gerim would be now mutter in the marriage of a mamzer. Mamzer. So it still doesn't follow. You haven't helped us one little bit. Ela Amrim Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, I have an extremely novel interpretation. Now I say that we're not dealing with all of this kahuna jazz. Let's go back to the simple meaning. Assume lavo zebezeh. You've been assuming all along that all mamzerim are also lavo zebezeh. Amuta lavo zebezeh. That's what you're saying, because they're all the same. Well, I want you to know that is the issue. The issue between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is whether all mamzerim are really mamzerim. Because one way of understanding mamzerut is that any one of the arayot that is listed as an iser karet, which would include, let's say, somebody who fathers a child with his sister, that's an iser karet. You're assuming all along that the child is a mamzer. But there's also a shita that holds only someone who comes from eshet ish, or something similar to eshet ish, which is a chiyuv mita, the offspring is a mamzer. But if a brother and sister have a child, the offspring is not a mamzer. That is what we're talking about over here. So the Tanakhama is talking about all mamzerim umbutu lavo zebezeh. Okay, that's the point over here. The difference between the two shitot is mamzer miachoto umamzer miyeshetishi kabinayo. The question about whether the offspring of a brother and sister can marry the offspring of a married woman who has a child fathered by someone other than her husband. So the Tanakhama savar, the din of mamzer includes afilu mamzer meachoto, can marry a mamzer from an eshet ish, because they're both mamzer. So nami havi mamzer. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds only mi eshet ish and similar things is the offspring of mamzer, but meachoto lo havi mamzer. According to that, the mamzer meachoto is not allowed to be lavo zebezeh, and memela, we now have Rabbi Yehuda Oser directly, simply discussing the issue exactly as the Tanakhama said it, nothing to do with Kahal Gerim, and nothing to do with a repetition of anything that we've had before, a brand new, brilliant sugya that stands on its own, without any complications, without any diyukim. There you go. Now that's the way to read a Mishnah. Except for one problem, says the Gemara. I mean, there's another Mishnah that says that. Tanina, Ezeo Mamzer. We have a Mishnah. Well, what you're telling me is that we're coming to address here, obliquely, who is a Mamzer. That's what you're saying. We have a Mishnah that addresses that issue head on, without confusing us. And it says the Shitot over there. It says, Ezeo Mamzer, Koshu Belo Yavo. Famous sheet of Rabbi Akiva, even Yisrael Lavim, Mamzer, fine. Shimona Timniomer, Koshi Chayavim Alav Karet Bidei Shamayim, which is the normative halacha. That's what we've been assuming all along. The halacha kidvarav, all Mamzerim come from the Yisrael that are mentioned in the Parashat Arayot, and fine. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, oh, look at this. Koshi Chayavim Alav Mitat Beitin. Now all you needed to do was, instead of saying Rabbi Yoshua Omer, you could have said Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yoshua Omrim, and then you would have had this Mishnah. I mean, this is ridiculous to shove it in over here like through the back door, that there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we already met in the guise of a sheet of Rabbi Yoshua, and confuse us for a whole daf of Gemara to figure out what you're talking about, when all you needed to do was straight out say that this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, it's very difficult to believe that this is what the Mishnah is talking about. That sounded good. All right, Elam Arava. Okay, let's start from the top. Elam Arava. So Rava has got a beautiful pshat. I mean, your whole problem was basically, we just seem to be going over old territory, right? I mean, why are we once again talking about the same issue? And then how is that issue the thing that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing about, correct? Well, I'll tell you. Why don't you focus exactly on the things that were missing in the first Mishnah? What were the things that were not discussed in the first Mishnah? Ammoni, Moavi, those kind of things weren't discussed. And that is exactly what it was that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were talking about. So that what basically the Tanakhama is saying, Ochi Kamer, Kol HaYisrim Lavo Bekal, Umayniu, when I say Kol HaYisrim Lavo Bekal, what is the part that was missing in the original Mishnah? Ger Amoni Umoavi, who are not mentioned, and everybody is made, and this is the Chiddush, everybody is made that they are definitely not Bichlal Kahal. And because of that, they and the other psulim, mutorim, they and mamzerim lavo zebezeh. So what do you mean then by saying, amai Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Yochi, amai Rabbi Yehuda Oser? Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying they're Oser b'mamzeret? I mean, isn't the whole shot that they can't possibly be called kahal because they're not part of the kahal? Yes, says Rava, that's the whole point. The Mishnah is one Tana. What it's saying is, the Tana of the Mishnah is coming to say, look, definitely mutter mamzeret, even though Rabbi Yehuda is oser, normally a ger b'mamzeret, but Rabbi Yehuda oser, not here when it comes to these additional cases. And that is actually the difference between the first Mishnah and this Mishnah. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, harim eli ger, the royal of obikahal. The whole point is that a ger, since he himself is clearly allowed to be Baba Kahal, so he's actually part of the Kahal. Why do we come up with the idea that we should distinguish? And again, as we had our remez in the Pasuk, Mashenka and Gera Monium Avi, who themselves are not Ra'ui Lavo B'Kahal, you can't possibly say they're called Kahal if the Torah is saying they shouldn't come to Kahal Hashem. And therefore, clearly, they're not the Kahal Hashem, in which case, even a Levit Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha? They can indeed mix with a mamzeret. But they are nonetheless mutter lavo in all of the other Yisurim of Kahal. So there'd be no problem of now marrying mamzer, ger, and so on and so forth. So Rabbi Yehuda asers that? Well, how do you explain Rabbi Yehuda oser? No. Of course Rabbi Yehuda doesn't aser that. What we're saying is, despite Rabbi Yehuda, who normally is oser, and he holds that Kahal Gerim is Ikre Kahal. So the Kiddush over here is that if a Ger himself cannot be Nichnas LeKahal, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees he's not called Kahal. That's the point. Normally a Ger who is able to marry, a Ger from any nation, is able to, is immediately part of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, because that's the Pshat is Ikre Kahal. But you can't possibly say that someone who holds that would say the same, namely Rabbi Yehuda, would say the same thing about a ger where the Torah says, but that ger can't become part of the kahal. So then obviously he's not part of the kahal. That's the whole idea. So this is a unique state of gerut, as our president pointed out. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the underlying question of our president. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the issue of Gerut is that it makes you part of the Kahal Hashem. So then if the whole point over here is that you can't be part of the Kahal Hashem, so it's a completely different type of Gerut. It's a Gerut in which you're chayav in mitzvahs and so on and so forth, and yet you lack that added Kedusha, being the Kahal Hashem. That is an amazing new idea. So the Mish is coming to say, afilu alibid Rabbi Yehuda, who defines Gerut as Kedisa LeKahal, agrees that there is a concept of Gerut, such as by Amon and Moab, where we cannot say that it's defined by Knesset LeKahal, because the Torah is specifically answering them to be Bar B'Kahal. Now that's a beautiful shot in the Mishnah, except that it's saying something completely different about Rabbi Yehuda Oser, which certainly sounds to say, I disagree, but no, it's saying the Rabbi Yehuda, who is Oser, agrees with that statement. Right. Despite the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Oser, even he says that they're mutarm lavo bezeh in this case. A little bit of a kvetch. Yeah, it's a little bit of a kvetch.
Oser makes him more mater.
Makes him agree in this case. Well, the same. He ends up being the same now as the Tanakhama would be on anything else. So, Yochi, my Rabbi Yehuda Oser, let's see that inside. Hoki Kamar, Afal Pish Rabbi Yehuda Oser normally, Ger B'Mamzeret, but that's Davka Animili Ger the Royal of Obikahal. So such a Ger himself is considered to be a Kahal. Avu Ger Amunio Moavi, where the Torah defines that Gerut as not being Roi, Lovo B'Kahal, the Ain Ru'i Lovo B'Kahal, Lo, over there, I am Oda, that certainly it's mutter for such an individual to marry a mamzer. A mamzeret, actually, because there's no iser on the nekevas. If the male is a ger amoni, so then we would still have a problem. We'll still have a problem as being an amoni. Now, shlosha ne'amoni mala bechor Elohim, chaya aviv ve'imo, chaya le'alter, imo koshiva, aviv le'olam, ketanya. Yakir means yakirenu la'achirim, mikan omer b'yuna ne'aman adam lomar, zebeni bechor, u'cheshen sh'ne'aman lomar zebeni bechor, kach ne'aman lomar, zeben grusha ve'zeben chalutza. Chachamim omrim, on the latter, eino ne'aman. Meaning what? My beduki. And if she says the kosher nivalti ne'emenet, so then what are you saying? Come on, grum yom liol. I mean, tanina chad asimna. Ditznan. Haytam uberet v'amrula mati voshel ubar zeh. Amra lahem me'ish ploni v'koeinu. Rav yom liol, rav liyez romrim ne'emenet. Rav yeshu amer lo mipion uchoyin. V'yom rav yom shmu alok rav yom liol. Again, this is a non-sequitur, this little piece. So chada, says the Gemara, no. Chada lakshir ba. Abashol is coming lakshir b'bita. So then we need something new in the form of Amashol. And the Lamandi Amar, that even the Dibra Makshir Ba, namely Ragamil, Rabbi Yezer, Makshir Bibita, so then what's Abashol Ma'atal Ashkim? No, because Abashol is taking a step further, Adi from Ragamil. Bimiata, Habamina, there it's talking about Rov Ksheri Metzla, Valeka Rov Suli Metzla, where she's married, or even if she's a Ptuya, and the city is filled with Asuri, Emalo Tricha, Amar Rava Alacha, Ki Abashol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadan, Vadan Mutar, but Vadam Svekan, Svekan, Vadan Svekan, Svekan, Asur. The Eloina Svekot, Stuki Asufi Vakuti. Michael Asur Novaka, Ilan, Mamzerinatin Stuki Asufi, Yatan Narration, Mamzerinatin Stuki Asufi, Turn of Zebezet, the two, Rabbi Udo Ser, referring to which? Ilan, Mavadam Svekan, Tanis Eliezer Omer, Vadam Svekan, Mutar, but Vadam Svekan, Svekan Asur. Michal Rabbi Udo Loser, like, the key tame Rabbi Udo Ser is going on his normal sheet of Gerba Mamzeret. The Tanakam never discussed Gerba Mamzer, meaning Gerba Mamzer Katani. Kolasrim lavo bekal katani. Rabbi Rav Yehuda explained both things with one fell swoop. Hogi kama. Kolasrim lavo bekal kahuna. My new giorek. Chutam emachal shanim yom echad. And of course, the local shimon roychai. On return lavo zebezen. Everything follows. Venuk bebachal shanim yom echad. Afilu shimon roychai. That would be a joke. Im kei mitzidat tavra. You'd say like this. At a time, at a bachal shanim yom echad. Which is muteret lavo bekal kuna is what asur lavo bezebezet. Arip chutam ibat shalosh shenim yom echad. According to Shubay Yochai, typical giyoret is muteret lavo bekal kuna, and certainly muteret lavo bezebezet if you hold kal gerim loik rakal, which is no point to the Tanakama. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't work. The klolu the kol asur lavo bekal kuna muter kuna muter lavo bezebezet, and an amona grusha chalola zona asur lavo bekal kuna. Then there's certainly asur namanzers asur lavo bezebezet. Furthermore, you're also being mashma mutar asur, but that's also not true. Ger is mutar b'koinet, and it's nonetheless mutar b'mamzer, and not asur. So this whole shot is ridiculous. Yalom rev natan baroshai yachikava. Koshe kohen asur lisad bito. Referring to a ger shenasa giyor talibet rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, mutarim lava zebezet. That's also not true. Klalohu. But the koshe kohen asur lisad bito mutar lisad zebezet. How about a chalal? Shenasa bat Yisrael. Where the kohen is asur lisad bito is a chalala. is no longer a chalala. Okay, we're over there. Furthermore, let's be medai. Mutar is asur. And what about a ger shenasa bat Yisrael? Where a libet Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, a coin is certainly mutar lisabito, and kal gerim is loyik rakal mutar lisabito. All things doesn't work. Elam Rav Nachman Rav Abba Barvo Acha Mamzer Miachoto Mamzer Miyeshet Ishi Kabinayo. Tana Kama Zavra Afila Mamzer Miachoto Nami Avi Mamzer. And Rabbi Yehoshua, no, only Miyeshet Ishi Avi Mamzer Miachoto Lo Avi Mamzer. And therefore, obviously, one can marry the other. So my commercial in a minute, Tanina. Ezel mamzer, kosher v'lo yavod, divir Rabbi Akiva, Shimon atim niomer, kosher chayavim alav, karet b'di shamayim, v'alach ha-kedvarav, and Rabbi Yeshua omer, kosher chayavim alav, mitat bedin, and all we needed to do was say Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. Elam ha-rava ger amonim o'avi hikmi now, where you have a tremendous chiddush, you're a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's all really one thing, yachikamar, kol asrin lavo bekal imen, the ger amonim o'avi, ner mutern lavo zebeze, even a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. So my Rabbi Yehuda Oser, no, no, no. Okay, come on. Afal pish Rabbi Yehuda Oser, normally ger b'manzer. That's only a regular ger, the royal of Bekahal. Avo ger, amanir mo'avi, v'ein ruyinim lo Bekahal. There Rabbi Yehuda himself would say that they're not called kala. Shem ratan lavo, zeh v'zeh. This is adding a case that would be true. Afil alivit Rabbi Yehuda.